WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The game is next. It's the Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. So, yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro.
Welcome once again to downtown Milwaukee, where tonight game two in this new era of Bucks basketball tips off against the Atlanta Hawks. And if Thursday night's season opener was any sign of a things to come, well, fasten your seatbelts. We're in for some kind of a ride. Just 3 days after a scintillating debut for Damian Lillard and a come-from-behind win over the 76ers, tonight we get our next look at what the kids are calling freak time here in Cream City. Hello, everybody. Alongside Justin Garcia, this is Dave Kane, welcoming you once again into our play-by-play coverage of Bucks basketball. And while we expect to see that Giannis-Dame combo again tonight, in the first of a back-to-back, we will not see the entirety of the new Big Three, so-called Big Three for the Bucks, with Chris Middleton resting ahead of tomorrow's game against Miami. We've got plenty of storylines to get to once again, but first a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented, as always, by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter in the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So all the storylines coming into this one, yet another familial storyline for the new head coach of the Bucks, Adrian Griffin, just one game removed from going against the guy he worked under in Toronto for the last 5 years, Nick Nurse, in the season opener. Well, tonight, how do you top that? Well, tonight he'll go against his son. Nothing like going against your son for the first time as a head coach, and after beating Nick Nurse on Thursday night, now you go against his son, Adrian Jr., in his second game as a head coach. Next on the docket, Adrian Griffin will be coaching against his wife. No, that's a joke. That will not get that far, but we will see a lot of familiarity with this group tonight. Two guys that know each other as well as anybody will. That interesting storyline and more when we come back, starting lineups after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Right to your inbox.
Star Spangled Banner, yet wave. All the land of the free and the
If you've never heard Flavor Flav sing the national anthem, now you have. That is who we just heard singing our Star Spangled Banner. And with that, setting the table for the Bucks and the Hawks tonight, glad to have you with us. Of course, a little bit of a connection with Flavor Flav now. He's gotten to be quite close. Buddies with Marjon Beauchamp, second-year player for the Bucks. A couple guys that can belt out some tunes. He says Marjon can. We know Dame's got his rap group, you know, his rap thing going, and Justin, all that done, we got ourselves a ball game to talk about here tonight, in addition to all the colors and everything that's flying everywhere around a typical NBA game. Should be a good one tonight.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, it's a shame Draymond Green was not here for that rendition just to see his reaction to the anthem. But, yeah, this should be a fun one. We mentioned that head-to-head in the backcourt between Trae Young and Dame Lillard, that two somewhat similar players. I know you point to the body size as well, but Trae Young, the way he plays, we've seen him give the Bucks fits in the past against a drop defense, and things are going to be a little different.
All right, let's introduce you to your starting lineups now, brought to you by BMO. BMO, official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we'll start it off with the Hawks under their head coach, Quinn Snyder. A season ago, Atlanta goes 41-41. He joins the team midseason, and now his team is 0-2 to begin this year. You mentioned Trae Young. He'll be starting at the point. The 6-foot, 6-year man out of Oklahoma, two-time All-Star, shares the backcourt with DeJounte Murray, 27-year-old out of Washington in his second season playing with the Hawks. In the last game, he had 18 points, 6 assists, but always a threat on defense. Plenty of steals, a gambler over there. DeAndre Hunter, in his fifth season out of the University of Virginia, starts at the 3. He will share the front court with Jalen Johnson. He's inserted into the starting 5 where Sadiq Bey had been starting. The 3rd-year man out of Duke will be starting for the first time here tonight. Clint Capella will line up next to him at the 5, 6'10", 240 pounds, 10th-year man. In his 4th year with Atlanta a season ago, mentioned 2nd in the league in offensive rebounds per game. He's up to his old tricks. He had 13 rebounds, 6 on the offensive boards last time out on Friday night against New York. And now with the Bucks, here's Eric Jensen with your starters.
Bucks! At guard from Weber State, wearing the letter O, Damian Lillard! Card from Florida State, number 5, Malik Beasley. The man in the middle from Stanford, number 11, Brook Lopez. At forward from Marquette, number 99, Jay Crowder. And at forward from Athens, Greece, number 34, the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. The head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks is Adrian Griffin. Give it up for your Milwaukee Bucks.
So there it is, a little bit of a new look to the starting five. Jay Crowder inserted into the starting lineup for the Bucks tonight. Justin, your thoughts on him replacing Chris Middleton sitting the front side of a back-to-back out here tonight?
Well, I thought Jay was very good in the season opener against the 76ers on Thursday, and especially the chemistry between he and Damian Lillard. We saw them run that horns with Jay Crowder and Brook Lopez coming out high to set the screen. His shooting ability makes that play even more dynamic.
Well, we'll see what he can do here tonight. They're going to need him. He made a critical three-pointer in that game along with Brook Lopez late to stem the tide after the Bucks had fallen behind. They went on a 19-2 run late to take that win against Philly on Thursday night. We'll see what they can do here in game two. Bucks are one of the late teams out of the chutes in terms of game action. Again, only the second game. This is the third game for the Hawks. Both these teams playing the first of a back-to-back. Atlanta will return home to take on Minnesota tomorrow night as well. All right, our officiating crew for tonight's game is comprised of Bill Kennedy in his 26th season. He's officiated six NBA Finals games. He'll be working with Trey Maddox in his 13th year, and Brett Ansel in his eighth season as an NBA official. We'll round out our crew here tonight. It's Milwaukee in the Association Edition white uniforms with Bucks spelled out across the front in green with green numbers and lettering, green stripes up and down the sides. It is the Hawks in their traditional Icon Edition red uniforms here tonight with white numbers and lettering. It's Atlanta spelled out across the front with white numbers. They've got the gold outline and the golden red stripes up and down the sides of those uniforms. Brook Lopez is the last one to make his way from the bench across the scorer's table as he gets set to check in for the opening tip. He'll go against Clint Capella. Mentioned Capella at 6'10", has long reach. That'll be an interesting battle to watch, and certainly for Brook Lopez. Not as though he's completely reinvented himself, but with this new group, he is definitely changing the way he goes about playing things on defense. So our opening tip is about ready to go. Capella goes into the air, but Brook Lopez wins it back. And with that, you can score another $500 for Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. As the Bucks win the opening tip, they'll go right to left as we see it. Pull-up jumper from Lopez out of the gates. He misses strong from 18 feet away, and the rebound goes to Capella. Here comes Atlanta on their first possession of the night. Jalen Johnson passes to the right side. It's Murray moving laterally into the paint before he gives back to Capella. Now to Trey Young. He passes off to, now at the top of the arc, DeJounte Murray firing up a three that barely grazed iron before it's picked up off the deck by Jay Crowder. He'll give to Giannis now into the front court. Giannis spins around his man all the way inside. Reverse layup would not go. Tip in from Lopez. Couldn't secure it, and Capella will tip it to a teammate. Now Young the other direction for Atlanta. Lob pass inside. That's an easy dunk that was missed by Capella. But the rebound goes to Jalen Johnson, and he'll lay it in off the window. Well, the Bucks gave Atlanta, or I should say Atlanta gave the Bucks a break, but the Bucks couldn't stand the prosperity as Atlanta secures the rebound and gets the easy points. They strike first. It's 2-0. And here's the turnover taken away on the exchange from Lillard to Beasley. It was Trey Young stepping inside of that alley and comes away with an easy bucket the other way on the layup. So Milwaukee still scoreless. That turnover leading directly to the points. It's a 4-0 lead early for Atlanta. See if the Bucks can get in sorts here. Beasley on the near wing left, defended by Young. Looking to the interior. Instead, he'll pass out to Lillard. Lillard around the midcourt stripe. Help defense from Capella. He feeds it off to Lopez. Good dish down low underhand as he hands it off to Giannis for the two-hand thumper. And the Bucks get their first points on some good ball movement. Similar, the Bucks lost track of their man inside. This time, they take advantage on the other end. Good help defense from Lopez getting in the way of Hunter, who had to pass it away. Now Murray back inside to Capella. He's contested by Lopez, and his shot misses up close as he had a big hand in his face. Rebound goes to Milwaukee. Now Lillard the other way. He has the ball poked away. Quick hands from DeAndre Hunter. He scoops up the ball. He's going to fire up a transition three, and he splashes it through. So the steal and score for DeAndre Hunter, who scores his highest points per game versus any opponent against this Milwaukee team at just under 18 points a game. Here's a three-pointer from Lopez trying to answer, but he's too strong on the three, but a long rebound to Giannis. He spins into the paint. Couple moves inside, finally gets the whistle as he will go to the line for two shots as he was corkscrewing and contorting his body down the lane. So the first whistle of the night sends Giannis to the line, where One game ago, he struggled at just 3 of 9 from the charity stripe. See what he can do here as Jalen Johnson was called for the foul, trying to slow down the Cuban funnel cloud that was Giannis Antetokounmpo making his way down the lane. First of two free throws is off the back iron strong from Antetokounmpo here. We'll have another one coming. Bucks trail 7-2, just underway with 9.5 minutes to play here in quarter number one from Fiserv Forum. A bounce of the ball and a deep breath. The bend at the knees and the second free throw bounces around but settles through. That is Giannis's 4,000th career made free throw right there. It's Atlanta going the other direction with it. Young's into the front court, drifting to his left. The defense of Beasley trying to hang with him. They lost track of Capella, who was all by himself for an easy dunk. This time he will finish the dunk. Conversely to his last opportunity when he sent it off the back iron by himself inside. But a couple defensive breakdowns with Capella now. Giannis fading and firing on the baseline the other way. He misses the shot. Rebound kept alive by Crowder, but saving it inbounds. It went right to DeAndre Hunter, and Atlanta looks to run. A pull-up three. DeJounte Murray misses it short. Got a clean look at it, but the Bucks dodge a bullet. They go the other way, still down by six. Long three from Lillard. He misses it from about 28 feet on the right wing, and now Atlanta takes off the other direction. Bucks early in this game have missed 5 of their first 6 shots. Here's a pass to the near side. Murray with the underhand pass to Hunter. He'll give it to Young. Young with a jab step in. He says, I'll show you some range, but he can't hit the shot. Neither could Lillard. Giannis very fortunate that he didn't lose the ball there. I don't think he knew Jalen Johnson was creeping in from the backside. Now Giannis going to fire up a three. He misses just about everything. Wide left. We have seen some poor three-point shooting between these teams the last few trips. And Giannis, who went 0-for-3 last time out, is 0-for-1 now. Fake pass from Young. Now he will send it out to Johnson. And Johnson cans the three from the left wing. And Bucks going to use a quick timeout here with 8:11 to play in the first quarter. Been a tough start. 12-3 run. The Hawks taking advantage of the Bucks out of the chutes. We have played nearly 4 minutes. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Service for supplies and show for details. Offers on 1031-2023.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Fans, Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Milwaukee Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, not much to enjoy if you're a Bucks fan early in this one, Justin. It has been a bit rugged with Milwaukee trailing 12-3, neither on the offensive side or the defensive side. A whole lot to be excited about with two turnovers leading directly to 5 points for Atlanta. The Bucks just 1-for-7, while the Hawks have hit 5-of-10.
We said it was going to be a work in progress. You saw the good Thursday, and I think so far the first 4 minutes we've seen the team kind of figuring things out.
Well, they'll try to resettle themselves here as they have the basketball with 8:03 to go in the first quarter. Only points of this game on a field goal have come from Giannis and a dunk, and here's another turnover. Lillard just lost it on the ground, picked up by Capella. Capella going the other way with Johnson. He took it inside, was rejected by Giannis, though. Loose ball comes out ahead to Lillard. He'll feed up to Beasley. Beasley goes down as he was fouled trying to attack down low against DeAndre Hunter. So Malik Beasley is going to step to the free throw line for a couple shots here. Tonight's cocktail of the game is presented by Casamigos. Visit bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe and all this season's Casamigos cocktail of the game recipes. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Milwaukee Bucks in Fiserv Forum. So Beasley will step to the line with two shots in front of him after Hunter was charged with his first foul. Second team foul for the Hawks, and Beasley knocking down the first. Only attempted four shots, Justin, in 31 minutes in his debut regular season game with Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's what jumped out the most, is we know he has the ability to get up shots and score, so I would assume that increases here.
Well, he misses the second free throw. 77% free throw shooter a season ago between Utah and Minnesota, or in Los Angeles, rather. As the Hawks have it going the other direction. DeAndre Hunter, a little teardrop in traffic. That misses off the side iron. The Bucks go the other way, down 12-4. Giannis, with a head full of steam, drives inside. Had to pass it away in a crowd. Almost lost it, but Lopez gathers it back in. Passes out in the corner. Three-pointer from Crowder misses short. And the Bucks still scoreless from long range. 0-4 now from distance. Just 1-of-8 overall from the floor. And again, that one field goal was a dunk from Giannis. DeAndre Hunter moving laterally. He's in the paint, defended by Lillard. Puts up another floater. Cannot hit. Leaves it short again as Lillard stayed with him nicely. Now Dame's got it going the other direction. He's into the front court on the left wing. Lillard has attempted just the one shot so far, and a near steal as it was Johnson going after the steal. Bucks, though, get it to a wide-open shooter in the corner. That's Beasley. He misses it, but the rebound batted out by Lopez to Giannis. Another opportunity. Lopez in the near corner. He'll launch up another three. This time he rips the cords. Finally, the Bucks see one of those shots go down on a Michelob Ultra three. Michelob Ultra reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So the Bucks, prior to that make, had missed all 8 of their actual shot attempts. But Lopez gets one to fall, and second chance points for the Bucks. Giannis going to check out of the game now. Pat Connaughton comes in to replace him. Also checking out Jalen Johnson and Trey Young for the Hawks. Bogdan Bogdanovic comes in along with Sadiq Bey now for Atlanta.
On that shot, too, the basket is good, but they got Malik Beasley for a foul on the box out.
So that'll be the first team foul for the Bucks and the first on Beasley. So a foul occurred after the shot was released, and now it is Atlanta going the other direction with it. DeJounte Murray takes it into the front court. He's under the watchful eye of Jay Crowder. Now dumps it off. They work it to Capella on the left wing, defended tightly by Lopez out top. Now it's here's Murray pulling up. Free throw line jumper is a good one as he connects to put his team back out in front by 7. 14-7, the Hawks have doubled up on the Bucks with 6:15 to play now in the first quarter. Pat Connaughton the other way. Drives down the left side of the lane with the left hand, misses on the layup. Rebound secured by Bay. He'll pass it ahead now. Murray the other way. Murray races down the lane, hands off to the trailing Capella. He manages to lean his way through a crowd and lay it in up close. So it's a 9-point advantage again now for Atlanta. And this matches the largest lead of the game for the Hawks. Here comes Lillard. Right of the lane, puts up a shot on the move. Couldn't get it, but stayed with it. Missed his own tipping, and then Connaughton missed another tap back. So Atlanta has it the other way. Bucks had a number of good looks there, but couldn't put it through on any of the three tries. Bogdanovic now sends down low to Capella. He puts up a jump hook. It was Lopez recovering to get in the way of the shot just in time. It misses short. The Bucks go the other way. Milwaukee just 15% shooting to start this game on 2 of 13 from the floor. And now Brook Lopez, who has been the Bucks' saving grace shooting, gets a high-arcing teardrop to fall from 8 feet out. 16-9. Milwaukee trailing in this one early on with 5 minutes to go in the first. Here's Murray. Murray with a right-hand dribble goes into a crowd, feeds it off to the rolling Capella, who had another bit of an adventurous, uncontested dunk, but he gets it to go through. But that's the third time already in this first quarter they've lost track of Clint Capella for an uncontested dunk.
Yeah, and that's what kind of stood out, too, against Philadelphia, as we saw moments where Brook Lopez was kind of unsure where to be.
Here's a drive, scissoring his way down the lane. Beasley stretches out that left hand and lays it off the glass and good. So Milwaukee a bit disjointed defensively here early on in this one. The Hawks with a basketball. Here's a pass. Capella has it knocked away. Lillard got his hand in it to pry it free. Now it's Connaughton running the other way. Pat sends to the corner. Beasley alone from three, but he's off the mark again. He's been cold to start this one. Malik is now 0-2 from distance with two clean looks. Here's Bogdanovich on the other side, and he shows Beasley how it's done right in front of his bench as he drills that three-pointer. So Milwaukee will go the other direction with it, leading or trailing 21-11 now. And Lillard got shoved as he was stumbling. Late whistle. But that is going to be the second on DeAndre Hunter now. Bobby Portis going to come in now for Milwaukee. Capella is going to take a seat on the other side of things for Atlanta. And checking in now for the Hawks, Jalen Johnson will replace DeAndre Hunter as well, and Okongwu was also new in for the Hawks. Crowder also back for Milwaukee as he will trigger it in on the near side. Gets it to Portis. The lineup for the Bucks now goes Portis, Beasley, Connaughton, Lillard, and Crowder. Crowder on the near wing. Bounce pass to Portis. Left of the lane. Bobby, a jab step right. Now he pulls up. Misses the shot short. The Bucks continue to stay cold in this first quarter. 4 of 17 now as a team. Still a 10-point lead for Atlanta. Pass comes near wing. Sadiq Bey tees up a three, and he buries it from the near wing right. Hawks have hit 4 of 7 from distance, and that's the reason they brought Sadiq Bey in. They want to improve that three-point shooting. And so far, so good for Atlanta. 4 of 7 from distance. The Bucks 1 of 7. That's your difference. 3:45 to play in the first. Coming back with more in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fans, catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Watch on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. Also, we are presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Speaking of the comebacks, the Bucks are going to need one of those here tonight as they find themselves trailing by 13 points largest deficit they've seen here in this early part of the season. Justin, what concerns you most about what you've seen?
Well, I think the biggest issue has been the defense. And we mentioned before, we saw Brook Lopez unsure of where to be Thursday. He's a great defender, but it's a new system, and it's going to take time to learn those things.
Well, the Hawks have shot 53%, the Bucks 24%. You don't have to be a math major to know that's not good if you're a Bucks fan. Almost a turnover here immediately, too, for Milwaukee, who's got the basketball, and now it is going to be a turnover because a moving screen was called on Bobby Portis. So that'll be his first, and it goes right back to Atlanta out of the timeout. Lillard's going to check out. Cam Payne will be out there now with Beauchamp, Giannis, Connaughton, and Portis for the Bucks. For the Hawks, it's going to be a combination of Jalen Johnson, Trey Young, Okongwu, Sadiq Bey, and Bogdan Bogdanovic. Young's got it. Between the legs dribble, defended by Cam Payne on the near wing. Cycles into the corner where Bogdanovic sends inside to Onyeka Okongwu, who spins around, puts up a jump hook with the right hand, and gets it to roll through. Okongwu's going to get a chance to shine here at points this season. He's been a real pleasant addition to this group. A 10-2 run now for the Hawks, who now lead by 15. 26-11. Giannis on the give to Payne. Payne takes it into the paint. Passes out near wing left to Connaughton. Back to Payne. Payne fakes the pass. Now gives to Giannis. Quick handoff to Connaughton. Connaughton zips it to Payne. Payne with a second on the shot clock. He buries the three from the near wing left. So late shot clock scoring there for the Bucks, who needed it. Cut that deficit back down to 12 on another Michelob Ultra three for Cam Payne, his first as a Buck. Here comes Young driving on the other side. He misses the runner. Rebounded by Giannis. Giannis comes out away with the basketball as he feeds it ahead to Payne. Payne zips it over to Portis, right back to Payne on the right wing. Now he'll give it to Beauchamp. Bounce pass to Portis, right of the lane, defended by Okongwu. With 10 to shoot, Bobby trying to back his way in. Little jump hook on the right baseline, and he knocks it down. 10-point game. The Bucks have put up five unanswered now with 2:10 to go in the first. Hawks the other direction. Trey Young moves it into the front court, defended by Beauchamp. Blows right by him, and Marjan could only foul him to prevent any further damage from ensuing. So that'll be the first foul on Marjan Beauchamp. And for the Bucks, it's team foul number three. Make it number two for the Bucks. Inbound pass goes to Young. Young's got it on the left wing. Trey turns the corner, takes it to the cup, now feeds it out. Sadiq Bey passed up on a three. Payne was trying to recover. He did nicely in some physical play inside, trying to power it up. Bey thought he got fouled, but lost the basketball out of bounds as they last touched by the Bucks. They let him play that time. And I think that's a good no call.
Yeah, I think it's a good no call, but I think it's off the Hawks.
So here comes the inbound pass. Young will send it into Bogdanovic. Bogdanovic with the shot clock winding down, turns it over, trying to pass it inside. Giannis comes away with it behind the back dribble. He gives off last second over to Portis, and Portis will kiss it in up close. A nifty ball handling there from Giannis, playing that point center role there on that occasion. Giannis is the biggest guy out there right now. Bucks are on a 7-0 run. We got another foul on Beauchamp trying to stay with Trey Young. So that'll be two quick ones on Marjan with 91 seconds to play here in this first quarter from Fiserv Forum in a 26-18 game. A game that has not seen the Bucks lead, has seen the Bucks trail by as many as 15. Another whistle here, and I'm not sure what this one's all about.
We're going to get campaign.
A little jostling, so that should be a free throw because it was a dead ball foul. And it will be as Trey Young steps to the line. Bucks led by 19 points in the first half on Thursday night against Philly, only to see that entire lead dissipate before they were trailing by as many as eight. That was in the fourth quarter before they put a hard charge on to take the lead and ultimately hold on for the one-point win. Free throw's good from Young. And it's back to a nine-point advantage now for the Hawks. Inbound pass goes to Young. He's around midcourt, defended by Payne. Passes near wing right to Bogdanovic. Bogdanovic around the screen from Okongwu. Misses the shot, but nobody got that rebound except for Okongwu, who was sitting there and landed right in his hands for an easy turnaround jump hook. Second chance points for the Hawks there. Bucks were too far underneath the rim to secure that rebound. Bobby Portis goes the other way. He drives inside, attacking on Okongwu. He kisses it in off the window with a foul. Bobby Portis, grown man's move down low there. He's got a chance of the three-point play. We'll see if he can get this free throw to go. Bobby struggling a little bit at the line in the preseason and in that first game of this season. Did have 10 points, 6 rebounds, was 5 of 8 from the floor in game 1 against Philly the other night. Finalist for sixth man of the year a season ago, knocks down the free throw and caps the three-point play to pull Milwaukee back to within 8. Hawks the other direction with it. Trae Young into the front court, defended again by Beauchamp. He'll dump it off to Bay on the left wing, back to Young. Young puts it up in the air. Runner goes in and out, but another offensive rebound. And then the rejection from Giannis, who comes out of the weeds to swat the shot away from Okongwu. Out of bounds to the far sideline, and that was very close to goaltending.
Very, very close. Hawks were incensed. It wasn't a goaltend.
Oh, and a near steal. Connaughton had it, but couldn't quite secure it. Looked like it was behind him. He'd almost given up on it. Then all of a sudden, Bay had tipped it, and it was back in Connaughton's hands before it goes out of bounds. So Connaughton ball hawking, trying to come away with that turnover. Instead, it's going to be the Hawks with the basketball. 29-21 lead for Atlanta. Crossover from Young, trying to shake the defense of Beauchamp. He does for a moment. Now lobs inside, but no one was ready for it. It goes to Connaughton. Outlet feed ahead to Beauchamp. Beauchamp going up top. He got fouled from behind by Johnson. And he will go to the line for two. Bobby picked up that ball and dunked it down, but that'll be the foul on Jalen Johnson in his second as he was going for the block. And a technical, is that, or they're going to say it was, okay, timeout on the floor. Are they reviewing this thing for the foul?
The Hawks are going to challenge this, yeah.
I thought it looked like he got him. I mean, it was close. Johnson made a good effort at it, but an early challenge from Quinn Snyder.
Well, I think part of it, too, is if this stands, that's two on Johnson.
The previous
and DeAndre
play is
Hunter
being
already
challenged
has two.
By the head coach of Atlanta.
Yep, and so at that point, all of a sudden, your depth is going to be tested in a big way with both those guys. Now, Jalen Johnson's been playing really well for him. The third-year man out of Duke had a career-high 21 points in the season opener against Charlotte. And last time out, just missed a double-double with 11-9. He gets into foul trouble. DeAndre Hunter's in foul trouble. And, yeah, to your point, it's not a situation that Quinn Snyder wants to be dealing with. Hey, Bucks fans, just like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. So they continue to watch this thing and adjudicate as to whether they will be reversing this thing. Of course, if they lose this challenge, the Hawks would be without a challenge the rest of the way here. It's still in the first quarter. Now, if they win the challenge, we've talked about this a number of times, but if you're just joining us, we'll be reviewing this new rule change frequently early on this season. You get another opportunity to challenge. You lose your timeout, but you do maintain that challenge if you're successful on your first try.
So he did get Marjan's hand, but it also looks like it's on the follow-through, and he got the ball first, so I'm very curious to see how they rule this.
Well, if that's the case, they will...
Then it should be clean.
Yeah, they'll overturn this if that is the order of things, and that's the way they see it. Our officials are huddled up. Bill Kennedy's going to give us the ruling here shortly, but as it stands, Milwaukee down 29-21 with just 36 seconds to go in the first quarter, and here comes Bill Kennedy, or so we thought. That was a little hezzy there from Bill Kennedy. He goes back and continues his conversation. Here's the ruling.
After reviewing the play, the personal foul that was called has been overturned. There is no foul on the play, and due to imminent possession, Milwaukee will inbound the ball on the sideline with 19 on the shot clock.
Nobody explains things better than Bill Kennedy.
Yeah, and that imminent possession he references was something that started last season where you know someone's going to immediately recover the basketball. Then instead of doing a jump ball, you'll give it to that team that had the possession and Bobby Portis had in his hands. That's a case where Marjan Beauchamp had two players going. I think he's going to look at that film and say, I probably should have passed that one off to Bobby, trailing in that play. But it's pretty hard to resist an opportunity to fast break dunk when you got hops like Marjan does. So the Bucks are going to have the basketball, and the Hawks are going to hold on to that timeout, or I should say that challenge. Here's Payne with a basketball top of the arc, whips the pass to the near wing. Connaughton launches a three, couldn't hit it, but Beauchamp there for the offensive rebound and the stick back on the reverse side of the rim. Kisses that one in up close, and the Bucks crashing the boards again with another offensive rebound. That's the fifth already in this first quarter for Milwaukee. Scored 6 second chance points in this opening frame. And with a shot clock and game clock separated by 4 seconds, Trae Young slips and falls, but Beauchamp now is going to get called for his third foul in this first quarter. That's a tough break because the Bucks, we talked about the challenge defensively against this Atlanta team with no Jrue Holiday anymore. Marjon's a guy you're going to lean on a little bit, and he's had his hands full with Trae Young. Take a number on that account, as it's going to put the Bucks into the penalty. So free throws coming here for Trae. And he will splash the first of two up and in.
Well, I like putting Marjon on him because this is the time you want to gain that experience and learn, especially if Marjon becomes what we think he's going to become. But not the same success we saw against Tyrese Maxey on Thursday.
Young knocks down both free throws. We are exactly 1 year ago to the day when he matched his career high with 8 threes against the Bucks as part of that 42-point outburst against Milwaukee. 6 seconds left now. Giannis spins on the other side, puts up a little jump hook. Nice soft touch there for Giannis. Just his second field goal of the night. Quickly the other way. Young with a second left. Passes, but one too many passes because by the time it got to Bogdanovich, it was too late. Bucks will have to settle for a 6-point deficit. Not bad when you consider they were down by as many as 15 in our opening. 12 minutes of hoops here at Fiserv Forum. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. So, yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible, because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frater.com.
Well, just one game removed from a capacity crowd, biggest crowd ever for a season opener for the Bucks on Thursday night. We got another good one here to watch this matchup between Milwaukee and Atlanta. 31-25 the lead for the Hawks. We're brought to you by Pick and Save, official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. So it is going to be Atlanta starting with a basketball to begin things here in the second quarter, going left to right. Bucks will come with Payne, Connaughton, along with Beauchamp, Portis, and Giannis to begin the quarter. For Atlanta, it's Capella, Young, Bogdanovich, Okongwu, and Garrison Matthews, newly acquired by the Hawks. Young's got it. Jab step left. Sends right to Bay. Gets it right back in his mitts. He's got Giannis on him, of all people. Gets it back now to Bay. Bay tried to sell the foul. Didn't get it, but they do get a call on the fight for the rebound with Okongwu getting knocked around by Cam Payne, who will be charged with now his second foul. So you've got three on Beauchamp. Now you've got two on Cam Payne for the Bucks. And Atlanta is going to have the basketball out of bounds, leading 31-25 after leading by as many as 15 in the first quarter. Bucks have not led. Young's got it now on the inbound. He's trailed by Beauchamp, playing with the three fouls. Going to step back, hesitation, hands off. Okongwu tries his hand for distance, but misses from the far corner. Onyeka Okongwu, 31% from distance a season ago. Couldn't hit that time. Portis on the other side fires up a three. That rims off the back iron. The Bucks just 2 of 10 from long range here tonight. And it remains a six-point game. We got a whistle, and Payne's going to get called for another foul. Two quick ones on Cam Payne, trying to get back on defense, scrambling on the other side. And it's been an issue his first two games with the Bucks for Cam Payne. Last time out, he picked up three fouls in his 9 minutes. Tonight, he has picked up three fouls in just 4 minutes. So Atlanta's going to have the basketball out of bounds. Bogdanovich on the near sideline, right next to his head coach, Quinn Snyder. Came in to replace Nate McMillan last February midseason. Didn't fully unleash his plan until this season in terms of his system. Ball going to miss on a three-pointer from Young as it grazes side iron right and goes all the way out of bounds back to Milwaukee. Young tonight just 1 of 5 from the floor. He's missed both of his three-point tries. He's got 5 points. No one for either side has more than 7. Bobby Portis with 7 points to lead all scorers. Connaughton on the other end catches the pass, a little head fake, and then he fires away from three and stays cold himself. He's missed all 4 of his shots. Atlanta the other way. Young into the front court. Works around the screen from Capella. A little pick and roll action. He lost the ball, but out of bounds off of Milwaukee. We talked about that pick and roll for this Atlanta team. It's a team that really likes to run that pick and roll, as they run the pick and roll more than any other team in the league a season ago. 21% of their possessions. Trae Young does it more than anybody. Young's got it at the top of the arc. He's defended by Beasley. Uncorks the three. Too strong, but a long rebound goes up high for Okongwu. He'll send out the long three-pointer from Bogdanovich. He misses strong, and rebound is lassoed in by Connaughton. We'll give it now to Giannis. Giannis the other way. 10:20 to go in the second quarter. Same score we had at the end of the first quarter. Neither team has scored on our opening 2 minutes of this second stanza. Beasley with a bounce pass to Portis. Right free throw line extended. Jab step. Now he takes it to the right. Defended by Bay. Has the ball poked away out of bounds. Last touch by Sadiq Bay. So with 5 to shoot, it's Bucks possession with just inside of 2 minutes gone in our second quarter. Milwaukee still very much in this game despite shooting just 36% here so far to date and just 2 of 11 from 3. Here comes the inbound pass. Payne got a lob. It went to Giannis. Giannis had to come in for it. Then it got fouled by Okongwu. A little bit of a helter-skelter moment there. Looked like a little physicality. Giannis wasn't quite ready for the pass, but fortunately for the Bucks, neither was Okongwu, and he caught it waist high and then went up with it. They'll go to the line for 2.
Yeah, almost looked like it was going to be a turnover, and then I think Giannis recognized the pass coming in and was able to get to the spot. And it's 2 fouls now on Onyeka Okongwu. So the Bucks are doing a good job of picking up fouls and getting to the free throw line once again.
Yeah, and that was a big part of their success on Thursday night as Giannis gets the first of 2 free throws to drop here, and the lead is down to 5. Despite not looking like they are very much in flow throughout this game, the Bucks are still within 5 points of this Atlanta team that's also kind of trying to figure itself out as well under their new head coach, Quinn Snyder, as the second free throw is good. Have not seen much of Dame Lillard. In fact, he has not played here in this second quarter. To this point, Dame's only played 8 minutes tonight. 16-5 run for the Bucks since they were down by 15. A step back three on the way. Trae Young has that one go back iron, no good. In and out, rebounded by Giannis. He's going to push the Bucks the other way. Hawks started 4 of 7 from three-point range. Since then, they've missed their last 6. Portis turns around. He'll hit. Baseline jumper from 13. Tough shot there from Bobby, and a timeout coming from the Hawks. So Milwaukee chiseling away in a 15-point deficit. They have pulled back to within 2 with 9:39 to go in the second quarter. You're locked in to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bucks basketball is back. A new era tips off with Coach Griffin at the helm, alongside returning favorites and exciting new additions. It's Dame time, Milwaukee. Don't miss a moment of the action. From the electrifying slam dunks to the roar of 18,000 fans, all unfolding live at Fiserv Forum. Secure your seats now. Visit bucks.com/tickets and join us for an unforgettable season of Bucks basketball. There's a seat waiting for you at Fiserv Forum. Secure yours now at bucks.com/tickets.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See show for details. Offers on 10/31/2023.
What are we having for dinner? At Cousin Subs, we have a simple answer for this age-old question. A family four-pack, of course. Now at participating Cousin Subs locations, you can get any four classic or deli fresh subs or subs in a bowl and four chips or regular fries for the limited time only price of $30 plus tax after 4 p.m. You heard that right. Feed your entire crew for just $30. Order in store at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Fiserv Forum in what is suddenly a two-point game. Bucks down 31-29. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? There's only one answer. Definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. All right, Justin, what's been the biggest difference for the Bucks here? Atlanta has seemed to go cold here of late as they missed their first five to begin the quarter.
Well, we haven't seen quite as many connectivity issues for the Bucks on the defensive side. Hawks have missed some clean looks, but they're starting to cool off.
So the lineup for Atlanta to begin things after the timeout will be Johnson along with Trae Young, Okongwu, Bogdanovich, and Sadiq Bey. The Bucks counter with Crowder, who's trying to defend on Johnson now. Nice job as he knocks the ball free as he's trying to go up. Steele gives it back to Milwaukee. It's going to be Payne the other way. Transition three contested, and he missed it wide right. Johnson got in the way, and then Payne trying to come away with a steal. The ball's on the deck. Okongwu's going to get it free. He's going to send it a long outlet pass up the floor to Jalen Johnson, who drills the corner jumper with his foot on the line. So a long two has put the Hawks out in front again by four. Payne the other direction now for Milwaukee. Hands off to Beasley. Beasley, Connaughton, Portis, Payne, and Crowder to begin this play after that stoppage. Payne sends out top. Connaughton, quick touch pass to Beasley. Beasley tees up the three, and he finally finds the bottom of the net on that jumper. Michelob Ultra 3 for Beasley, who had missed his first two, but he gets that one to drop, and Milwaukee's back to within one. Bogdanovich trying to answer. He gets a clean look around the defense of Beasley and drills it, answering right back. Beasley, a head fake, drives in on Bogdanovich, puts the shot up. No good, but he was fouled going up, and he was wanting more. Thought he had an opportunity to three-point play, but still earns himself a trip to the line as he got inside the defense of Bogdan Bogdanovich, who many moons ago was a once, maybe soon to be Buck.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about that, actually.
A dark day, still with the Hawks, and now it is Beasley stepping to the line. Dame Lillard getting set to check back in. He's been out since the 3:31 mark of the first quarter, as he will come into the game as Beasley misses the first of two free throws.
It was a dark like 4 days. It just went on forever.
All's well that ends well, Justin. Checking out of the game, Trae Young is replaced by DeJounte Murray. Here is the second free throw, and Beasley will connect. So Beasley has missed twice on his four free throw attempts here tonight. He's now sitting with 7 points, and the Bucks back to within three. Jalen Johnson with 8:15 to go in the second quarter. Passes a little behind DeJounte Murray. He'll work it to the corner. A dribble drive and a fading jump shot from Bogdanovich, who hits it going off one leg about 10 feet out. So Bogdan Bogdanovich has scored his team's last five, and the Bucks go the other way. Lillard across the midcourt stripe, gave to Connaughton, right back to Dame. Dame's going to turn it over, though. Send it right to Bogdanovich. Behind the back dribble now ahead to Murray. He'll give it to Johnson. Johnson challenge going up by Connaughton. Missed the shot, but it goes right back to Bay. Bay will hand it off, and a high shot goes up and good for DeJounte Murray on the baseline. And now I think we got a bench warning and a technical foul. No warning indeed. Technical foul assessed against the Atlanta bench, it appeared. So let's get this all sorted out. Should have a free throw on the way, I would suspect, for the Bucks. But no, Portis is the one who's called for the technical. He initially looked like he was pointing at the Atlanta bench, but instead Bobby Portis is the one who's calling for the technical, and Atlanta, just like that, has got a chance to get the lead to 8.
Yeah, I assumed it was on the Atlanta bench as well because there was a decent amount of contact on that Johnson shot attempt.
So inbound pass will go to Lillard. Bucks had pulled back to within 1, but since then an 8-1 run. And it's Dame into the front court for Milwaukee. Gives it off to Beasley. Beasley defended tightly by Bogdanovich. Back to Portis at the top of the arc. Bobby lofts the pass right wing over to Lillard. Lillard's defended by Bogdanovich. Puts it on the floor. Bounce pass out top. Long three on the way from Beasley. Misses well short. Ball's on the deck. Scooped up and taken by Sadiq Bey. He feeds ahead. Jalen Johnson. A Euro step all the way to the cup in an emphatic two-hand jam. So Atlanta has answered Milwaukee's run with one of their own. 7:16 to go here. We're in the second quarter. 10-1 run for the Hawks has put Atlanta out in front. 43-33. Timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bucks fans, you could say, show me the money at Pottawatomie. $800,000 is up for grabs. Just play with your club card now through November 16th. More at paysbig.com. We've got 7:16 to go in the first half of this one. Bucks now down by 10. More on that in a moment, but first let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, Atlanta started this quarter cold, missing their first 5 shots. Since then, they've gone 5 of 8, including 4 of 5 over the last 50 seconds, and they have staked out to a 43-33 advantage. Bucks with a basketball, offensively struggling. Lillard turns it over for the 5th time already. It's taken by Sadiq Bey, and he'll lay it in off the window the other way. So, Dame has 5 turnovers here in the first half alone as he drives through a crowd, works at the Crowder, now to the left wing, Connaughton, to catch and shoot 3, and he just cannot get the shot to work. Bounces high off the back iron and over to the backstop. Atlanta's already scored 11 points now off of 6 Bucks turnovers, and Those are those open shots, though, that you got to hit if you're going to play around Dame and Giannis here, because you're going to get a lot of those chances. Connaughton trying to come away with a steal, instead misses, and it opens the door for Bogdanović. He drives inside, but a good job blocking the shot by Lopez, and now Milwaukee's got it the other way. Dame Lillard going the other direction, kicks out. A good look at a three from Beasley, and another miss. Again, those kickouts have created some opportunities, but a lot of misses. Bogdanović on the other end.